During the hustle and bustle of everyday life, it's hard not to fall into patterns of looking for a superficial means of happiness and losing sight of what's important in one's life. Our guest this evening, Lloyd Armagon, seeks to break this ego-driven cycle in his new book, The Joys and Benefits of Connecting with Our Cosmic Spirit. Lloyd is a retired engineer and a University of Cincinnati graduate who has spent much time devoted connecting with his inner cosmic spirit. He now wishes to share his spiritual journey with all those looking for a way to get in touch with their inner spirit. Lloyd Armagon, welcome to Around Cincinnati.
Glad to be here. Thank you.
Well, Lloyd, why don't we start off with you telling us a bit about yourself and how you came to write The Joys and Benefits of Connecting with Our Cosmic Spirit.
Okay. I was born in Guyana, formerly British Guyana in South America. The fourth of eight children, didn't have much of a high school education, less than 1 year. Became a teacher in the same elementary school I attended as a student and taught for about 7 years before I felt an urge to go overseas and study, get college education. And so I came over to the United States and enrolled at the University of Cincinnati College of Applied Science in 1969, enrolled in the chemical technology program there. And remember, I didn't have any chemistry, physics, or calculus background. I was one of 38 students who started out in the program and one of three who graduated with honors in that program. Then I went on to get a bachelor's in 2 years from the university main campus and worked for about 3 years in analytical chemistry before quitting and going back to graduate school at College of Engineering. I got a master's in material science in polymeric materials. I've since worked for a number of really good companies, General Electric, Honeywell International, Rockwell Collins, among them, and really enjoyed working in the aerospace weapons industry. I was a Lutheran from, let's say, age 10 to like about 50-something, I would say. It wasn't until about 2001, 2003, somewhere around there, I quit the church because I was feeling empty. I wasn't being fulfilled spiritually. So I quit and started reading books on self-improvement, and they didn't do much. And it wasn't until after I retired in 2009 from my engineering job at Rockwell Collins that I started to think about meditation. And going back to my college days, I had a homework assignment that was supposed to go home and sit down and for about 30 minutes, close your eyes and write everything that comes to your mind. And I did that, and nothing came to my mind. I repeated the assignment, and still nothing came. So I wrote on the paper and turned it in that I did exactly as it said, and nothing came to my mind. A couple of days later, I got a paper back, and the professor says, "I wish I had your mind." I didn't think about it then. I just took the paper, went home, and it was until about 2008, 2009, when I started thinking about meditation, that I remember that. And I started meditating, and all of a sudden, it didn't start right away the first day I started meditation. It took like about a month or a couple of months that when I quiet myself, my mind, my head, my brain, and my thoughts, everything was quiet, kind of shut off, that I was able to feel this pulse in me. Okay, it wasn't my heartbeat. My heartbeat is about 60 to 70 pulse beat per minute. But this pulse was like about 20, and it started from my chest and come all the way up to my lower brain area, the midbrain, or where the spinal cord joins up with the larger brain. And I could feel it, you know, about 20, 25 times per minute. And then I remember in my teaching, religious teaching, that the kingdom of God is within you, and also seek first the kingdom of God, and then everything else you desire will be added. And then the third one was that be still and know that I'm God. And it's during meditation, this type of meditation, where you can turn off the brain and turn off the mind and turn off the noises in your head, that you can experience this pulse within you. And then I remember about the things in the Bible, and I said, well, this is what we really need to get a hold of. And to get there, you have to have good personal, moral, and ethical values. You have to live with integrity, and you go through a process where you get that. You turn off your egos and start experiencing this thing. And when you can feel it, your inner voice comes alive, and you can communicate with this thing, your life is transformed at that moment. At that point, you're happy, you're contented, you're peaceful, you're joyful. You don't seek after wealth and money and possessions and big house and cars and so on. Those things don't come into play anymore. Your life is simple, contented, peaceful, joyful, no stress whatever, and you're able to be calm and you radiate that calmness too. The funny thing is your awareness level starts to increase tremendously. You start to see purpose and meaning every single thing that's created in this universe. And that's the information I want to share, and that's what's in the book, and it shows you how to go from where you are today to where you need to be. Okay, my life has been healthy, everything. I'm 67 years old, and I enjoy life, and I enjoy golf, and I enjoy being simple, contented, peaceful.
That sounds like you've had a great experience through meditation, Lloyd.
Yeah.
And actually have been able to reach a thought-free stage of being. Could you tell us about your methodology in regard to your approach to meditation?
To get to that point, I play golf and I talk to people, and there are quite a few people I've talked to and who have said that they can clear their head of thoughts and noises, but that's as far as they went, and they weren't taught about going beyond. And to get beyond that, it's a process. Everything in this universe is process-related. Some of the processes are instantaneous for some people. Some can be a little longer duration. Basically, you have to develop good personal, moral, and ethical values in your activities, the work that you do and so on, have to demonstrate integrity. And once you start doing that and following that and start thinking about one thing at a time, then you can get to the point where you can just forget about that one thing, shut out that one thing, and then you're able to do short exercises of increasing the emptiness in your head or your mind. You're able to shut it off gradually and increase that time.
Yes, some of what you have just stated sounds a bit reminiscent of the Buddhist Eightfold Path in regard to ethics and morality and, shall we say, right living.
Yeah. You know, the thing is, from day one, after we came into this world and we started understanding things, you know, we were pretty much influenced by our surroundings and the people who taught us and so on. We were pretty much influenced to go after possessions and wealth and materialistic things and being the best. And then our ego came into play and started driving us to be the best we can be and to be the standout and to be separate and so on. And all those tend to interfere with your getting back to your spiritual level. Ego and the mind tends to work together and help you to improve your physical consciousness rather than your spiritual consciousness.
Well, Lloyd, I think your book, The Joys and Benefits of Connecting with Our Cosmic Spirit, is a great introduction for people who are looking to start the transformation in their life. And thanks for being with us tonight, Lloyd. We really appreciate it.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me on.
You're very welcome. Our guest this evening has been Lloyd Armagon, author of The Joys and Benefits of Connecting with Our Cosmic Spirit. You can find information about Lloyd in his book on our website, wvxu.org. For Around Cincinnati, I'm Ron Esposito. Thank you for listening.